Elaine.
Actually, I'm here as a grandmother to introduce my granddaughter and the whole Energy Club and Human Geography AP class from Roaring Fork High School. So let's hear it for our young ambassadors.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ruthie Brown, and I am here representing the student body of Roaring Fork High School and our Energy Club. I would like to begin with the reason I am here today, a reason which provided both clarity and confusion. The confusion began with the release of an environmental study reported on by the UN General Assembly. In the information disclosed, it was revealed that we have 11 years before disastrous climate change is no longer preventable. After learning and processing what had just been relayed to me, I had an anxiety attack and mentally broke down, which is not uncommon for teenagers. We have all of those weird hormones and things. I think they might just be trying to make us feel better. But yeah, I was really, really scared. 11 years is not a lot of time. Is it even possible to do enough before we meet that deadline? And if we don't, will my cousins, who are 3 and 4, have enough water to drink in the future? Will future generations get to see elephants and dolphins and panda bears? Is it okay for me to have my own children and risk bringing them into a world that is on the verge of collapsing? Clarity came when I realized that I don't know the answers to these things. I don't know many things. I'm a high school student. But what I do know is that climate change will affect my generation and all of our antecedents. Whether or not the effects will be minimum and whether or not the future will be a bright one or a dark one is being determined now. So, if you have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, if you're my age or younger, or if you simply care, please pay careful attention to my following words. This movement, led by Greta Thunberg, is a tremendous step in the right direction, but we cannot stop here. I urge each and every one of you to take your own steps, because this will only work if we move forward together. And although we've run out of time to move slowly, we needn't be afraid of moving quickly. We are capable as a species and as individual humans. Walk, carpool, bus, or bike to school and or work. Install solar panels, invest in electric cars. Teslas are pretty cool. Recycle, pick up trash and property, and properly dispose of it. Buy less plastic. Educate those around you and help them take similar steps. Or, you know, you could always sail 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean to bring awareness to air pollution caused by the aviation industry. That would be good too. I, for one, went vegan, and our school is also trying to take steps in the right direction, steps towards a bright future. Roaring Fork High School's building is currently 30% renewable energy, and it is the Energy Club's goal to turn that 30 into a 100. We cannot do it alone. We need support and help from this community and anyone else who is interested. So, if you are interested, please come talk to me or one of the other incredible students with me today. We have the ability to make change, so let's begin today and continue forward with resilience and unity. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday. Don't get into too much trouble, and don't forget to come cheer on our boys Roaring Fork High School soccer team this afternoon at 4 and 6 p.m.
Thank you, Ruthie.